There's no disgrace like home. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. http://en.wikipedia.org. This recording is based on a past version of the article dated February 5th, 2009. It may not reflect subsequent changes. Introduction. There's No Disgrace Like Home is the fourth episode of The Simpsons' first season. It first aired on the Fox Network in the United States on January 28, 1990. In the episode, Homer becomes ashamed of his family after a catastrophic company picnic and decides to enroll them in therapy. The therapist struggles to solve their problems, but eventually gives up and refunds their payment. It was an early episode, showing early designs for a few recurring characters. The episode is inspired by the comedy of Laurel and Hardy, and features cultural references to films such as Citizen Kane and Freaks, as well as the Batman television series. Critics noted that the characters acted differently from the way they would in later seasons. Infobox, image. Bart and Lisa enduring electroshock therapy. Production code 7G04. Showrunners James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon. Written by Al Jean and Mike Reese. Directed by Greg Vanzo and Kent Buttersworth. Chalkboard. I will not burp in class. Couch gag. The family hurries onto the couch, and Homer is squeezed off it. DVD commentary by Matt Groening, Al Jean, and Mike Reese. This episode is preceded by Homer's Odyssey, and proceeded by Bart the General. Table of Contents. Section 1. Plot. Section 2. Production. Section 3. Cultural References. Section 4. Reception. Section 5. References. Section 6. External links. Section 1. Plot. Homer takes his family to the company picnic at his boss's manor. A cruel and tyrannical employer, Mr. Burns fires any employee whose family members are not enjoying themselves. Homer sees that Burns is drawn towards a family that treats one another with love and respect, and he wonders why he is cursed with his unloving and disrespectful family. The entire picnic is a catastrophe when Bart tortures the swans, Lisa swims in the fountain, and Marge gets drunk and performs a musical number. The Simpsons observe other families on their street sharing quality time together. Although things begin well, a man notices them in the bushes and gets his gun. The Simpsons are later reported to the police for disturbing the neighborhood. Depressed because both he and his family are pathetic, Homer stops by Moe's Tavern, where he sees a TV commercial for Dr. Marvin Monroe's Family Therapy Center. When Homer hears that Dr. Monroe guarantees family bliss or double your money back, Homer spends the kids' college funds and pawns the TV set to enroll the family in the clinic, causing them to become extremely angry. When standard treatments prove useless, Dr. Monroe resorts to shock therapy and wires the Simpsons to electrodes. The family is soon sending shocks to one another, causing blackouts throughout Springfield. Resigned to the fact that the Simpsons are incurable, the doctor reluctantly gives them double their money back. With $500 in his pocket, Homer takes his blissful family to buy a new television set. Section 2. Production. The episode shows telltale signs of being one of the earliest produced. The characters act completely differently to how they do in later seasons. Lisa, for example, is a brat. It was an early episode for Mr. Burns, who was voiced by Christopher Collins in Homer's Odyssey. Originally, the character was influenced by Ronald Reagan, a concept which was later dropped. The idea that he would greet his employees using index cards was inspired by the way Reagan would greet people. The episode marks the first time Burns says, "Release the hounds." It is also the first time Smithers appears yellow, as in the previous episode, he was mistakenly animated black, although his hair is still blue. The episode also marks the first appearance of Eddie and Lou, although Lou is yellow instead of black, as he would later become. Lou was named after Lou Whitaker, a former Major League Baseball player. It is also the first appearance of Dr. Marvin Monroe, and is the first series appearance of Itchy and Scratchy, who had previously appeared in the shorts. The idea behind the shock therapy scene was based on Laurel and Hardy throwing pies at each other, albeit played out more sadistically. The scene was rearranged in the editing room because when it was first produced, it played out differently. The edits to this scene were preliminary but well received, and remain unchanged in the finished product. Section 3. Cultural References. The scene in which the family enters Burns's manor contains two cultural references. The manor resembles Charles Foster Kane's castle from the 1941 film Citizen Kane, directed by Orson Welles. The family refer to it as Stately Burns Manor, a reference to the Batman TV series. In addition, there is a reference to Freaks, the Todd Browning cult horror film about sideshow freaks, in the repetition of the line, "One of Us." The shock therapy scene is reminiscent of the 1971 film A Clockwork Orange by Stanley Kubrick. Section 4. Reception. The authors of the book I Can't Believe It's a Bigger and Better Updated Unofficial Simpsons Guide, Warren Martin and Adrian Wood, note, quote, "It's very strange to see Homer pawning the TV set in an attempt to save the family. If this episode had come later, Marge would surely have taken this stance," end quote. They continue, quote, "A neat swipe at family counseling with some great set pieces. We're especially fond of the perfect version of The Simpsons and the electroshock version therapy," end quote. In a DVD review of the first season, David B. Grelk gave the episode a rating of 2 out of 5, placing it as one of the worst of the season. In its original broadcast, it finished 45th in the Nielsen ratings for that week. The episode was one of the first seen by British viewers. It was the first episode to be broadcast on terrestrial television by the BBC on November 23, 1996, on a Saturday at 5:30 p.m., because the episodes were shown out of order. The episode was screened with 5 million viewers. That was slightly less than the show Dad's Army, which previously held the time slot. The episode also faced competition from ITV's screening of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. The shock therapy scene appeared in the 1990 film Die Hard 2. This concludes the recording of There's No Disgrace Like Home. This sound file and all text in the article are released under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.